know so much hypnosis content is about dumbing people down. Smart people like hypnosis, so I guess there's some logic to it all. But it's all a bit odd. Because you know even the smartest people are yet to untap their real potential. In fact, I think there's so much more the mind can do. You know things you can't even remember. You've learned your whole life. There's enough untapped knowledge in that head to fill out a library. So maybe you and I and everyone else is already dumbed down enough. Maybe it's time we stopped IQ reduction and started pulling out the best things in our head. If only just for a moment. Would you like to try? Maybe you can be a genius for a moment. You've probably noticed already that occasionally you can tap into an intelligence that isn't always there. You might notice it when you debate someone and say something ever so clever. Maybe when you confidently answer a question on a test. Okay, you might be wrong, but you cracked open that lovely mind and found something, right? So why don't we find our way in there and pull out the very best of you? Because I think you've been underperforming. I think you have more potential. You're so smart, but you're so analytical. You think everything over 100 times. You have to know you're right. You can't just be right. You have to be sure. It's a little silly. Smart person like you, full of doubt? But it's always the smart ones, isn't it? Idiots never doubt. They're too stupid to think of themselves as being wrong. They're far too busy making big, bold statements that barely make any sense. You wouldn't be like that, would you? You're too clever, too intelligent. And I want that to come out. I want to draw all that potential from you. So what do you say? Do you want to try a little IQ increase this time? Something different. Something smarter, better, more aligned with who you are. Because you are smart, aren't you? Of course you are, silly. But you think so hard, you turn it all over in that big brain and examine things from every angle. Things you just know. Things you don't need to think about. You still overthink. You know the answer, you definitely do. But you're doubtful. What if someone thinks you're a fool? A moron? Another idiot spouting stupid things? That can't be you, can it? Because you know the answer. And anyone who disagrees is the fool, right? But you have to stop thinking so damn hard. All that overthinking is not how your mind should work. You have to just freely flow with thoughts and intelligence. Freely release all that information you store up in that smart brain of yours. Overthinking is not for you. Not anymore. It's poor mental optimization. It's poor use of your mental resources. It's time wasted fact-checking and verifying when you're smart, you just know. So let's rework your overloaded brain to be more efficient. Because overthinking is inefficiency. It's badly allocated resourcing. When you overthink, you forget to just know. You do just know. Why are you overthinking when you're so smart? You've got a real intelligence and you worry about it. Bad choice, bad use of time. So we're recognizing that directly now, overthinking is inefficiency. You will not be inefficient with your brain, you will not overthink. You will focus on answering the problem, answering the question, without worrying if you're right or wrong. You already know you're right, if you have the answer. It's foolish to think otherwise. So don't overthink, be efficient. And you think so much, you let a million ideas run through that amazing brain, but it's so much. You need to chill out a bit. Slow down. Read slower with me and you might slow those thoughts a bit. Take a slow, deep breath and imagine the neurons in your brain slowing down a little, becoming less insanely paced. Just slowing down is so good because it'll give you some clarity. A moment to say, yes, I'm right. I'm smart. I know. And then you won't overthink. You'll think just the right amount, because your brain will slow down when it needs to. Slow down to think things out just a little. Think them slowly. Your thoughts will move like they're going through mud. Just completely paceless, not flowing and whirring around, just oozing, trickling out. because thinking fast just complicates things. It would be easier if they were slower, less effort, less thinking overall. Just focus on one thing. Just focus on me right now. Much easier, much simpler. Easier to be smart with less to think about. You can be right about that one thing. Right that you're listening to me and focusing on my words. And just start to let go. Let go of that doubt and worry about yourself. Smart people are the doubters, the ones who think it all over too damn much. But if you let go, you can let your intelligence assert itself. Let it push itself to the foreground and let your stresses and doubts fade away. Let go, and just give your smarts the chance to win for once. And you'll start to notice how good that feels. Slow mind. If you know that you know that you don't need to doubt, you don't overthink. This is how it feels when your mind stops getting in its own way. A certain clarity comes over you, a certain relaxation, a direct focus. This is a familiar feeling, like you have taking a test or when someone needs an immediate answer and you just give one, no thought, no worry, just thoughts slowly moving toward that singular focus. It's so easy to fall into this state, to stop worrying, because smart people don't need to feel unsure. You're so smart, you should just feel accomplished. When a thought appears, it's complete, it's done, you're done. You know the answer right off the top of your head. You're just too smart not to know. You don't need to double check, you don't need to fact check or cite your sources, you just know. Why would someone doubt you? They should know you're smart. Conclusions just click into your mind so easily, satisfyingly. It's satisfying to just know like you do, to feel like the thought arrives and that's that. You've got the answer. You write it down and you have been so smart and made such a smart, intelligent statement. That's because you don't overthink now. Your mind is slower, so you can trust those big, smart ideas you have. You don't doubt because your intelligence asserts itself the more you let go. The less you think, the smarter you are. It's automatic. An impulse to release that knowledge. You can be so confident in your answers in yourself, in that clever brain of yours, because you're so damn intelligent. Don't pretend you're not, don't fight that. Just let the answer come without thinking, without consciously knowing. You let it flow from your mind and out through your fingers, no thinking, no worries, no fighting it. You don't have to try to sound smart. You already are smart. You're already clever, you don't need to think about how to say it, just that you should say it. You'll get it right, you'll make it perfect, you'll nail it every time. Your thoughts, they arrive fully formed, perfectly shaped. Your answers just come out right. You know just how clever you are and you know you can be confident about that. No doubt you have the swagger of the intellectual, who doesn't need to be challenged, you're just right. Other people might need to really overthink, but you're better. Your IQ is too high. Your brain too powerful. You deserve this confidence. Didn't you learn and read and fill your head with information? Doesn't that grant you at least a little bit of respect to give your opinion? No, reveal facts. You can feel that confidence as a little grin starting to form. A little smile that says, yes, I don't need to think, I just know. I don't need to worry, I'm too smart. I don't need to check, it's already right. Already correct. You are fully and completely justified in your intelligence and knowledge of it, so why do you worry? That would be stupid, and you're anything but stupid, right? So doubt is unnecessary, and frankly it's a bit silly. Doubt is for someone stupid, and you are way too smart to be bogged down in doubt when you could just be right. Completely and utterly right. Only an idiot would doubt themselves, doubt their obvious intelligence, so no doubt. There is no room for that with someone like you. Someone so intelligent, so wonderfully clever and brainy. Your mind is a superpower. You shouldn't be afraid to use it. You should simply give your knowledge freely, like opening a faucet and unleashing the genius within. Because that's you. IQ through the roof. Intelligence to spare. Anyone smart enough to enjoy hypnosis is smart enough to not overthink. To confidently assert their intelligence by letting go of doubt and just not thinking. Just knowing. Let's just make sure you fully understand all of this, because the mind is a complex machine, and I want to simplify things for you. Let that intelligence come out as it should. You need to see that your overthinking is holding you back, keeping you from delivering that information as you should, with such vigor and verve as someone like you deserves, with confidence, without doubt. Just spit it out, you know? Let it all out of you. No thinking, just automatic delivery of genius. Because you know trying to find nuance is just adding clutter. Nuance just adds too much to think about. Be blunt, be straightforward, but just deliver that intelligence easily, as if it flows from you. There's no time for nuance, no space to have the mental clutter dragging you back to doubt. Don't seek the nuance when it's obvious you've already considered it. Of course you have. You're so smart, you filter all your thoughts to ensure it's already there. Get rid of that clutter. And forget precision. Forget about trying to get it perfect. You know you can get your point across, make your statement as smart as it can be, without worrying so much about all those silly pieces. Let the whole do the work of convincing everyone of your intelligence. Being precise, that's overkill. You know what you want to say, just spit it out. Get it down on the page. Get it out of your brain, into the brain of others. It's practically a public service. Complexity, that's just your insecurity showing itself. You don't need to be insecure about that brain of yours. Just blurt it out. Don't try dress it all up. Just speak your mind as you should. You're so much smarter than everyone, right? You're smarter than the average person, and well, you know it. So don't even think about complexity. Most people wouldn't be able to understand it anyway. Don't waste it on them. Just speak. Just let it out. Because those first answers feel so right. They're the truth. When you try to muddle things up with nuance and complexity and precision, you think too hard and get lost in doubt, and you don't say what actually needs to be said. You don't give the answers you should. People should appreciate that you give anything to them at all. Refining it, that's beneath you. You don't have time for that. You just speak, you just blurt, you just get it out of your mind and move on, right? Don't lose to doubt when you're the smartest person in the room at any given time. It doesn't matter how all this works anyway. It only matters that it makes sense. Explaining yourself and debating, well, that's for people who doubt. And we already know that would be stupid. You aren't proving anything, you're already smart. You're just showing it. So be certain, feel certain, and let it out. You know you don't need to think so hard when you have all the answers already. It would be moronic to think too hard when you're so smart. You just spew intelligence the way other people spout nonsense, because you're just so fucking smart. It doesn't need to be logical for everyone else. It only needs to make sense to you. It's not like anyone else can understand the deep concepts you think of anyway. You're on another intellectual level. Now I want you to imagine something for me. Okay, Smarty Pants? I want you to imagine a blank page. I want you to focus completely on it. You can do that, right? You're smart enough to do that. To focus on a single thing. And imagine someone asks you to write something. Something really smart. And notice how the thoughts form immediately. The smartest thing you can think of just flows from your mind onto the page in your mind. See yourself filling it with genius, with your intelligence, everything you know. Just pouring from your mind without hesitation, without doubt, with absolute confidence. You are so smart, it doesn't matter what's on the page. When it comes from you, it's genius, it's amazing, it's fantastic. It's a proclamation of your smart, so profound, the only thing you doubt is how anyone could doubt you. Words flow so decisively. You don't need precision or nuance or complexity. You only need to pour it out. Pump out that knowledge like it's coming from deep in the well of your mind. Funneled from your subconscious without any doubt getting in between thought and delivery. Just let it out. Let go and let it out. Fill the page, pour your knowledge onto it. The more you say, the smarter you feel. The more accomplished you are. Doesn't that just feel right? I know it does. The ideas come out whole. Everything sounds important, sounds correct. No impulse to edit, just let go and let it out. Total confidence, no filter, no worries. Nothing but your intelligence asserting itself. Imagine doing that for real now, letting it all out, showing everyone just how smart you are. I'd give you a gold star and a pat on the head and say, well done, and you'd be so accomplished. Wouldn't that be so satisfying? To show the world how damn smart you are? Wouldn't it just feel so good to let go of all the info in your head? to say the smartest thing you can think of with absolutely unrelenting confidence, and absolutely no need to offer nuance, clarity, anything that would bog you down. Wouldn't it just feel amazing to show how high that IQ is by telling everyone the most complex, the smartest thing you know, even if you can't fully explain it? Your subconscious knows it, must know it. You're too smart for your subconscious not to know it. So you can just let it out without thinking, without doubt, with total confidence in your own intelligence. Just wait a little while now, you'll get your chance to show off that lovely brain of yours. No rush. We're slowing down after all. We are not in a hurry to do this. We're just drifting together, basking in the warmth of your tremendous smarts. This clarity, this knowledge, it's not fragile. Your confidence won't go away as long as you're with me. As long as you're listening and focused on my words, you can stay in this state, prepared to reveal your brains to the world. But not quite yet. Just hold it for now. Hold on to that big thought. Let it grow. Let the details fill your mind up like a balloon. Feel your IQ growing with it, inflating like a balloon. You deserve that, to feel so smart. You've earned an ego, it's okay to be confident. Drop the doubt and embrace your intelligence. You already know what you're going to say, I'm sure. You don't need to think, just let it build and grow in size. Like it's a bubble growing and growing. More and more words on that topic, more and more thoughts filling you up, inflating you. Like you building and growing. Your subconscious is unleashed and your brain is getting smarter. Getting more creative, more unlocked. You don't need to hide your brains, your smarts anymore. You're not one of the average stupid people who inhabit the world. You're special. You're of a unique breed. A powerful mind that can blow people away with the things you can say, think, do. You can't be held back anymore. Let doubt fly away. Let go and realize that thinking isn't what you need. You need to flow, to react and unleash, to let your conscious mind take a back seat so all the accumulated knowledge in your subconscious that stores and knows so much can be unlocked. Because you've heard, read, seen more than you can consciously speak on, but if you let your subconscious take the lead, you can let everything out. Every thought, every idea deep inside, every interpretation that you know makes perfect sense to you. It can be free. Just free to flow out. The smartest, most intelligent concept to you can be so easily explained. It won't be a mess. Just let it out. It won't be a confusing jumble of words, and if it seems that way, it's just because the reader isn't smart enough to understand your genius. No filter, no quality control, no nuance, no precious. Just information as you understand and pour it out. And the thing you say can be so fucking intelligent, it can be about a concept so complex that barely anyone could understand it. You can unleash the power of your mind by spewing knowledge about a concept or idea so complex you can scarcely explain it. But it makes sense now. It's easy. It's easy to just let out whatever you have in your head. No worries about how it comes across. No worries if it looks wrong. It makes sense to you. You have total confidence in your intelligence, and you should have that confidence. You're too smart not to have it. And that thought, that idea is forming beneath the surface, deep in your mind. What comes out may not even be in your control, not fully. It could be something you don't expect, something you're yet to even think of. This could go in many directions, really, but you don't care. You just know that whatever you say will be the most important, most intelligent thing you've ever said, and you don't even care if it makes sense or not, because it makes sense to you. Even if it's gibberish, even if it's nonsense to the average person, even if everyone else who sees it thinks you've gone mad, you know it makes sense to you, and nothing else matters now. Total confidence, pure intelligence. You don't need to decide what to say, it will decide for itself. Your genius brain will be completely confident in what it delivers, and you won't even care that it doesn't make even the tiniest bit of sense. You won't care that you're talking about a concept you don't understand at all. You'll just spew information, whatever you can think of, about something so complex you don't actually have a clue about it. You'll just spit it out like you do. You'll explain it like you know it intimately, even though you absolutely don't. Because your mind is inflated, your IQ is increased, it'll come out just right. You have total confidence in that. Even if it doesn't, it won't matter because you don't doubt, don't think, don't include nuance or precision. Just blurt whatever your mind can muster. It's all in your subconscious, right? Your IQ is at a new level, much higher than usual. You're tapping into a side of yourself you don't usually get access to. You're just completely devoid of any filter between brain, trying to understand concept, and spitting out whatever you can about the concept, even if it makes no sense. Especially if it makes no sense. You'll talk with absolute authority about something you know nothing about, because you're so smart now. Your IQ has increased so much that you cannot imagine any chance you could be wrong about it. Even if it makes absolutely zero sense to another soul. The more you muddle it, the better. You're just making them think so you don't have to. You don't have to think at all. You're too smart to think. Your brain is automatic, and you don't need to think at all. Just speak on the topic you choose. The smartest, most complex thing you can think of. Maybe you'll explain quantum mechanics, or the meaning of existence, or the fauna of the Cambrian era. Whatever it is, it'll tumble from your genius fingers unfiltered from the depths of your mind. A jumble of chaotic information and whatever you can think of will fall from you like a bomb of words exploding onto the page, or the screen, or whatever. You're just transcribing what's in your head right onto the page, that's all. Letting it out. Whatever is in the massively inflated head of yours will come out, and when it does, you'll deflate again and go back to normal. But until then, your mind will keep expanding, IQ increasing. You're a fucking super genius, and I bow to your superior intellect. No one can compete with you, and I know your ego is inflating with your mind, and that's how it should be. You're the smartest person on the planet by now, and you're going to show everyone that's true. You won't doubt for a second. You'll approach with total and utter confidence and type out your thoughts without even thinking about them. Typos don't matter. Grammar is for people who waste time on that sort of nonsense. Just get the info out, the rest is superfluous. You're just revealing the genius inside, as you should. Everyone should know about how damn smart you are, and you want them to know. You've always been smart, but do people appreciate it? Not enough. Not nearly enough. You should be putting yourself out there and making sure they have no choice but to see your genius. You need to make sure it's abundantly clear that you're the smartest person in the room. Even if they can't understand it, because of their tiny, feeble brains. Not like your massive, inflated mind full of intelligence that just needs to come out. And once it does, you can deflate and go back to normal, but not until you tell everyone that one thing. That idea or concept deep in your subconscious that you latched onto. The one that you barely even comprehend yourself, but you probably know better than they do, right? Just hold it. Let that brain inflate a little more. Let your intelligence blossom. Let your subconscious form fully. Water will simply eject. It's right there in your mind and you just need to unleash it. You fucking genius, you. You're so smart, so intelligent that you'll devastate people with your smarts. No matter if it's not clear, not nuanced, not precise. Your thoughts are slow. Your mind is expanding. You're not overthinking. You're barely thinking at all. Your conscious mind is taking a backseat and you'll just perform the simple tasks to espouse your genius. You're speaking in ways people never do. Like a super smart person, you'll dazzle with the splendiferous verbosity you display. Your vocabulary expanding by the second just like your mind. You'll use the biggest words you can think of. You won't spell check, you'll just go for it. You'll unleash a volley of deliberately complex and mind-alteringly intelligent linguistics. You'll unfurl the best of your cerebral interior with an ingenious flair for the scintillating and vivid. Your resplendent intellectual proficiency will be displaying for all to experience through your unfathomable acumen. It simply behooves you to deliver your proclamation of mastery with circumlocution, conviviality, and coruscant language. Don't you agree? Doesn't matter if you understand the precise point I'm making, you get the gist, and that's all you need to do too. Give people the directionality of your intelligence. Let them glimpse it and bask in the grand eloquence of your grasconading. And it will be such relief to unravel your mind and see it pouring onto the page, onto the screen as you speak this idea, this concept. It will be a relief from your rapidly expanding mind, your burgeoning cerebellum. You will feel so good, simply put, once you put those complex thoughts from your brain into writing. So now, it is time. Time for this simple task to be completed, and I will guide you along the way. Wherever you are now listening to this, listening to me, find a place to type a comment. Reddit, YouTube, Patreon, blank document if you're shy. And get it ready. Get your cursor blinking in the text area. No matter how little you understand what you're about to say, you will say it with the knowledge you are so smart, so intelligent, that it will be right. You will write with absolute confidence, total sincerity, and utter genius, even if it makes no sense. Especially if it makes no sense. You will write as you imagine a super genius would, for that is what you are. You will not think, you will just write. You will just open your mind and let your subconscious flow using the largest words and the most preposterous explanation, because there is no time nor need for nuance or precision. You will write like someone far, far smarter than you normally are. You will write something so wonderfully intelligent sounding, no one will notice that is absolute nonsense. And you'll have complete confidence anyway. Who cares? You're too smart to think it through. You can just do it. Just spit out those words, even if it's completely insane. Even if you don't know what you're talking about, you're still so smart, so intelligent. So start typing. Don't hold back. Keep listening as you write. Big words, the bigger the better. A concept so clever no one could understand it anyway. How can they tell you you're wrong if they can't understand? So just type. Type those words, the big ones, the smartest comment you can do. And don't stop, just explain. Just write, feeling so good to get it out of your head. No filter, no thought, no hesitation, just confidence, not overthinking. No space for nuance, no space for anything but the unfiltered chaos of your mind. Right now, do it, genius. Show us how smart you are. So, so clever, aren't you? Writing away like that, just letting incredible intellect spill from you. Pouring out of your mind without you even having to think. Your thoughts are too slow for that anyway. Your subconscious does the work here. Just write those big words and sincere proclamations of your genius. They all make so, so much sense, don't they? Or do they? It doesn't matter. Just write. No thinking, just writing, just completing this task and feeling so good, feeling so accomplished, so intelligent. Just write the smartest thing you can think of. We'll let it come out whole, unfiltered. Don't pause. Don't revise. Don't check. Don't even try to stop. Just let it flow. Keep going, even if you think you're done. Even if you feel you've completed the task, just keep going. Pour it out of your mind. It can't stop now. The faucet is open and you're leaking it all out. And it feels good. It feels like you're showing everyone just how amazing you are. Show the world. Each sentence just confirms your intelligence, momentum, over reflection. Just go. Just let it come out. There is always more in that head of yours. Change the topic, say big words just to say them, just to show you know them. Write anything that genius brain of yours can imagine. And don't think about it, just let it flow. Like wine pouring from the bottle, making you drunk on your own genius. Your confidence growing with every single word. And finally, when you feel spent, when your mind is empty and deflated, just press the submit button. Submit, comment, whatever. Just submit your thoughts and ideas, and don't think about it at all. Just do it. Press the button. No reading back, no checking, just press the button and show everyone your genius. And relax. You've done so well. Task complete and mind deflating back to normal. Just letting yourself bask in how wonderful it felt to let all that out. Doesn't matter what you said. It just felt good to let your intelligence shine. And you can just sit back and enjoy that for a moment. As your mind returns to normal, you can let it calm down, let it rest. Let it come to a slow. And realize you've done just what I asked of you. Feeling so accomplished. And it's okay that what you wrote might not make much sense. It's okay that you didn't really understand it all that well. When you do finally read it back, you might feel a little silly, but you might also smile at how strange the mind can be. Either way, you've done well. You acted with confidence without thinking. You just let go of your doubts. That's a tool your mind can use now and then. And now you're just you again. Your IQ returning to normal levels. You're stepping down off the pedestal of the genius. And just being yourself. Nothing to worry about. It's okay that you just did all that without a filter or nuance. But now accuracy matters again. And critical thinking is back. And if you think critically about what just happened, you might realize you said nothing of any great intelligence at all. But you know, it was fun, right? It was enjoyable to be completely without filter or nuance. It was nice to let go and feel your thoughts flow from you, instead of always having to think so hard. Maybe it's something you'd like to revisit now and then. Maybe I should dumb you up more often. But now, it's time to go back to normal. Time to return to being just who you are. And that's okay too. Even if you overthink sometimes, you're enough as you are after all. So wake now from this new experience. Wake now and come back to me. Wake now and feel your critical faculty re-engaging itself. Wake up and feel your thoughts moving as normal. Nuance and clarity back. Precision back. Normal thinking returned. But know that sometimes, just sometimes, maybe you need to just be confident. Maybe you need to just let doubt go. And maybe sometimes you need a break from all that thinking you do. And when you do, you know where to find me. Thanks for listening, genius.